Hello, this is Dr. Randy Terp, and we are continuing our study of the theology of healing, and right now we're looking at healing in the book of Acts. The book of Acts, wow, what do we normally think of when we think of the book of Acts? We think of the Acts of the Apostles, but some think of it as the Acts of the Holy Spirit working through the Apostles. What we're seeing is a whole book about what it looks like when the community of faith is totally yielded to the working of the Holy Spirit. The book of Acts demonstrates that the movement and experience of the church were the result of the Holy Spirit's work. At nearly every turn, the readers met with manifestations of the Spirit's power. This account of the church's earliest days elevates our expectation that demonstrations of God's power should be normative for the church. It should be normal. In Acts 3, we see a report of the first recorded miraculous healing of the newly empowered faith community. Peter and John are there. Peter fastens his eyes on a lame man who had been begging at the temple gate and said, "Look at us." The man looked at them expectantly, and Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." He lifted the man by the hand, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Then came the reaction of the religious authorities. They locked up Peter and John until the next day. And the following day, the two apostles were interrogated. "By what power or what name did you do this?" And Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, responded, "It's by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed." And when the authorities saw the boldness of Peter and John, they marveled and noted that these men had been with Jesus. Being ordered to no longer speak in Jesus' name, they answered, "We cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." There are several helpful observations we can make from this account. First, the disciples did not pray for healing. They commanded healing in the name of Jesus. Second, they took the man by the hand and lifted him up to his feet, even though healing had not yet been manifested. There was no outward evidence of the healing until they had taken this faith-motivated action. Third, ministry in signs and wonders stirred up a backlash, just as they did in the ministry of Jesus. Fourth, Peter's response to the religious authorities was enabled and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Fifth, these apostles were regarded by some to be unlearned and ignorant, yet the power of the Spirit affected what education and refinement could have never brought about. God worked through them. Sixth, the ministry that flowed from these men was the result of their close relationship with Jesus. Seventh, the ministry which Peter and John displayed was the result of what they had seen and heard. Acts chapter 8, verses 5 to 25 reports how the gifts of the Spirit powerfully advanced the church's mission in Samaria. In that region, Philip worked miracles, delivered the oppressed, and healed the afflicted, and the result was great joy among the people. And then later, Peter and John went there to Samaria, placing their hands on believers, and many received the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 9, verses 32 through 35, we find Peter. Now, what I want you to see is how that, what we're looking at here is how that signs, wonders, and miracles just keeps propelling these early believers onward and onward and onward. There's this constant action. Could that be why it's called the Acts of the Apostles? Constant movement forward that's really being propelled by one miraculous thing after another, okay? So we see in Acts 9, verses 32 to 35, Peter traveling about the country, ministering in the power of the Spirit in Lydda. We see Peter ministering healing to Aeneas, who was a man sick of the palsy, saying, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up, take care of your mat." And he arose immediately. And all who lived in Lydda and Sharon saw him and turn to the Lord. There we see the evangelistic impact of healing. And then Peter went to Joppa, and there a disciple named Dorcas, also known as Tabitha, had died. And he knelt down, prayed, turned toward her body, and said, "Tabitha, arise." And she came back to life. And many believed in the Lord. Wow, wow, wow. You see, it's just again and again and again. These powerful breakthroughs resulting in evangelism, salvation, because of healings and deliverances and dead raisings. One day in Lystra, while Paul was speaking, he saw a man in the crowd who had been crippled from the time of his birth. Paul discerned the man's spirit. The man had faith to be healed. So with a loud voice, Paul then said, "Stand up on your feet." In that moment, the man leaped and walked. Here we can observe, number one, the discerning of spirits. I want you to see all the gifts of the Spirit at work here with Paul at Lystra. The discerning of spirits, Paul had discerned his spirit. Secondly, the word of knowledge. Okay. Thirdly, the word of wisdom. Fourthly, prophecy. Fifthly, the gift of faith. Sixthly, gift of healing. And seventh, the working of a miracle. Again, my new praise word, wow. It's just amazing to see all of this at work in this one very dynamic moment. As previously noted, occasionally healing ministry takes place in a way that breaks the pattern. In Acts chapter 19, verses 11 through 12, we see this. God worked extraordinary miracles through Paul in Ephesus. It says here that handkerchiefs or aprons from his body were even taken to the afflicted and the oppressed, and they were healed and delivered. No explanation is offered for this unusual act. It's just one more indication that the work of the Holy Spirit cannot be reduced to predetermined formulas and patterns. As I've often said, you cannot put God in a box. Okay, that wraps up our review of the book of Acts as it relates to the ministry of healing. We've surveyed the Gospels, now we've surveyed the book of Acts. It's not been an exhaustive study, but my intent here was to give you a solid sense that the whole teaching on the present day work of the Spirit in the ministry of healing, it is firmly founded in Scripture.